Hi, how y'all doing today?
Hi.
My name is Kobe Williams. I've been working with Cure Violence now for 6 years. I started off doing the street level work, working in the community every day. And it was my job to be like a firefighter out there to mediate conflicts. When something is erupted in the community, it's my job to put out the flame, put out the fire. So as of right now, I'm a national community coordinator for ceasefire. So what I do, go around training in different cities and countries, replicating the model and training people how to do this work like we do in Chicago. I'm going to finish showing a little clip of this, the documentary. I don't know if y'all familiar with the documentary, The Interrupters. I'm going to show a scene from it. But like Charlie was saying, see, at ceasefire, we meet people where they at. We don't go around being judgmental and saying, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. We meet people where they at and understand people going to be who they be. So what we do is build relationships every day with them. If you don't got that relationship with nobody, you cannot help them. You constantly got to build that relationship, get to know them more, spend time with them, and be out there in the communities with them every day. It might not happen the first time, might not happen the second time, but once you constantly build that relationship, when things is erupted in the community, they will reach out to you and they will call you. Just like when I was working with this guy, Flamo, and there's many more Flamo I was working with, that once you build that relationship, they'll call you when something is going on. So every day, that's what we do. Be out there, walking the beats, building relationships, riding around, getting to know people, not judging them, not saying you shouldn't be in the gang, you shouldn't sell drugs. We don't do none of that. We just meet them where they're at and work with them where they're at. So once we build that relationship with these young men and young ladies on an everyday basis, then we'll start changing their mindset, their thinking. But initially, they don't change right away. You got to spend that time with them. You just got to be there long term. I can't come into your life just when I feel you are doing bad. I got to be there when you are doing good also. So they see that, and you just keep building and building. So we definitely, I'm going to show this this clip then at the end. If y'all have any questions about any of this, feel free to ask. And every question is a good question.
He left me a voicemail.
I got a call from a guy back in jail. He said this guy took the police and have somebody here from the legal things. Said the police kicked his door in, locked up his brother, they put handcuffs on his mother. And he's talking about he knew who had sent the police in his house. He is looking for him.
What's up?
My man Flamo make you laugh. But if you fuck with him, you got to bring it on.
These motherfuckers came here, man. Had my motherfucking mama handcuffed. My little brother handcuffed and shit, man. Took my little brother one got shot. The fucking wheelchair, man. Took him to jail. But still, though, man, you got to try to leave that shit alone, though, man. This shit alone try to get these motherfuckers. You already know how to get in.
I mean, but that shit ain't gonna make no...
Boy, it's gonna make it better for me. I'm sorry to hear about your brother, but still, though, that ain't gonna make shit my
fault. That don't make shit no better, though.
Who the fuck making it better? I'm walking around with my fucking pistol. Can you grab my phone, brother? No, I can't. You know.
Man, you crazy, man.
They out here like that. You get love and everything, but I ain't feeling that none of this shit. And I respect y'all, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing and everything. That's cool. But fuck that. I'm not with these fights. What was y'all letting these motherfuckers can't keep in my door?
I'm saying this, we can't erase what already happened, but the whole thing is, you got to look at it like, man.
You can't erase what happened. You right. And you can't predict what the fuck I'm finna do.
You know, we just had to work shit out.
You lost it. Just to the problem.
Fuck this shit. Fuck a problem. Solution. These motherfuckers trying to take my shit. You ain't just crossed me. You crossed my fucking mama. Well, my mama, nigga, I come to your crib and kill that motherfucker by it.
Sure, your brother's gone. If you be gone, that ain't gonna be nobody hurt your mama.
She'll be alright.
How many kids you got?
I'm claiming fault.
All right, you go to jail, who's gonna take care of your kids?
That's the thing. God take care of that. He gonna take care of me. Just like when I do him do, he gonna take care of me too.
But you was locked up before for the same shit though.
Man, I'm 32 years old, I've been locked up 15 years of my life. What that mean? What the fuck that mean? That's where I grew up at. God damn it, ain't no shame, ain't no secret. Shit. I'm tired of being out of any motherfucker. When it's boring as hell, that soft ass niggas out ain't doing shit with tricky. Hey, police here. What's that on the corner? I know these punk ass police still want me. Motherfuckers gonna kill me.
Man, that shit crazy, man.
How can you help me right now? How can you help me?
I mean, the only thing, like I say, the only thing I can do is try to get to know you more, spend a little time with you, and try to work with
you. So that means you will take me out to dinner then. We can go to lunch right now. And we can sit there and we can talk about this motherfucking problem. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to that goddamn shit.
Yeah, we could go out. Mm. What you want to do? Mm. We could go out now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Let me go pull my pistol up.
We'll just see. All right. Make sure, though, man, you got shit on.
I'm good. Okay. I ain't got nothing.
It's a rough one. I think that's one of the worst ones I had. He kept coming and going with us. One minute I think I'm reaching, he calmed down, then he blow right back up. Anytime you got a person who will stay there and talk with you, you got a chance of working out with them.
Mel, this is the time of the month we go to conference that we turn in once a month.
Before the meeting started, T.O. talked to him for a nice minute.
Right off.
T.O. was telling him, let's come listen. Let's check it out. If you don't like it, you can walk out right away.
I'm going to shift the agenda to just bring up a hypothetical problem that's taking place somewhere in our town. Let's say somebody tripped on your brother, and somebody called the police and said he had some guns in the house. The police came and locked your brother up. They found two guns, and they put your mother in handcuffs, and you know who the guy is that told on your brothers. How would we resolve a conflict like that?
Yeah, we're going to keep it 100. That's real, real hard. When you put mama into somebody else's business, that's super duper hard.
We're not going to be able to be effective in all interventions.
Okay.
There's going to be something that's going to slip through the cracks.
I let him know that later. You get messed up. You add to the burden. So what you got to do is you got to put your little personal pride aside and start dealing with this thing on a realistic, responsible way to start trying to figure out a way to get your brother from up out of that drama and ease your mother.
You want to be tough and be a hero. You want to be like the rest of our guys who's locked up.
I think that's good for now. You got some solid feet that lead along with that.
All right, so this is what's happening right now. We got a situation over at Michelle Clark High School.
I think when you first started meeting with him, he was on 10.
Right.
And now I think he's at a level 5. The only problem now, Kobe, if he was to see this guy tonight, there's going to be a problem. What's going to happen now is he got a babysitter. You and Howard are going to take turns.
Okay.
Why don't you decide to wait? Let's get out of here, man. He's fighting for life.
I had about time.
Kobe is one of the best bounce interrupters, but he knows how to walk away. That's very important, because if you don't know how to walk away, you can end up getting hurt.
Oh, this stuff in this snow. Where my man at? Where he at? Where he at? Where play mode? How you doing, sir?
I don't
know. Okay. What's up, play mode? How you feeling today, man? Man, you alright?
Yeah.
Anything been going for you?
Well, you know, I can't sell drugs right now. So I got the gamble. Okay, I just lost.
You talk Super Bowl?
Yeah, man. I'm a sore loser. I'm ready to get my money back, but you know, I ain't come with the game, man.
I'm just so happy, man, you calmed down, though, man. You've been thinking in another way, and that's very good, man.
Man, it's hard. I done stopped doing what I'm doing, but shit, no pushing.
Right.
And you know the good thing? I stopped as a commotion on the block a little while ago.
You stopped up today?
Yeah. As I'm talking to him, I see they want somebody to intervene and stop him and tell him to go his way and he go his way.
You intervened and stopped all that from happening?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about what you did?
Personally, at the time, I just felt like these motherfuckers were making noise and I'm gonna stay watching. And they made a big ass scene in front of the crib. So shit, I tell them to move on, or I'm gonna get in the front of both of them.
Oh, Flame Mode, non-violence. Wait right here on the side, Rodney. Okay? Oh, what's that little man?
That's a blunt, man.
Hey, man, but Flame Mode, man, none of that don't ride like that. You know, I'm riding with no blunts and shit in here, man.
No, man, that's why I ain't tell you, see?
Police pull up or anybody here can go to jail.
Let me get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, man. That ain't cool at all.
I want to thank
you. You want to leave
it? Well, I'm trying to get into the mode of doing what's right, man. I know I got a little screwed missing on the attitude side. I just want to get in tune with the gangbangs and gunslingers. Like, well, none of that worked. Because out of all the stuff I had to do and done back then, I ain't got nothing to show for it. None that I done negative. My friends in jail, my friends drug addicts or whatever. It seemed like, you know how life repeats itself as a cycle. You just be one of the persons that's telling the story. I'm trying to be one of the ones telling the story. I don't want to be the one that's living the lifestyle on these streets, struggling, and, you know, got to keep humming and going wrong and all the other nonsense. Thank you.